You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. Now, we're talking today about an exciting collaboration and a very exciting campaign and project. It's all about helping improve digital health awareness. And in this case, we'll be talking about doing that for the blind and partially sighted community. And joining me today are Gozi Joe Adigwe and Macy Peebles from the Digital Hub team at Alliance. It is lovely speaking with you both today.
Hi, Paulina.
Hi, Paulina.
So let's start with the Discover Digital program first. What is it?
So Discover Digital is a project that was launched in 2018, and it's all about raising awareness of digital tools and resources that can support people's health and well-being. And it's been through many different phases in its life. So around 2018 and 2019, it was delivered through mainly doing quite large in-person events. So these were events across Scotland, in science centres and large venues. There were workshops. There was people from industry, NHS and third sector who could bring along and showcase their digital tools that they had, their apps, their online services, chat to the public. They could learn more and also feedback what they thought about them as well. And of course, with the pandemic, things like this weren't possible. So in 2021, the project developed a guide, the Discover Digital Guide. And the idea here is what was learned from all the events in 2018 and 2019 is that there's just so much available and out there, and people can find it quite overwhelming where to go, what to trust. So the guide really just offers an introduction to what digital health care and well-being is, lets people know, you know, what digital health is, some of its benefits, what you can access on the NHS, what people can use for their own self-management, that sort of thing. And the latest journey of the project is there's some really good learning in that guide, but we're just really keen to get the learning that's in there just out in different formats. So we've developed some online learning, but something we launched in February this year are workshops and roadshows. So the workshops are aimed at skills and knowledge for staff. So it could be frontline staff in libraries or in healthcare and social care, and to really upskill them in what's available so they can pass it on. We go along to a community event. Some of the members of the public can get some hands-on experience with some free and trusted apps and online resources. So we really just try to get what's in the Discover Digital Guide out there and give people a practical hands-on experience.
My role is to support the Digital Citizen Panel, which currently is a number of 124 individuals stroke organisations based around Scotland. They represent the voice of lived experience of people who live with a disability or with a long-term condition or live life as an unpaid carer. The consultation work helps to find out people's basic knowledge of digital health and social care resources in their own personal lives or across their networks or organisations. And the panel gives us a really good sense of that, and also a really good sense of what's happening from, for instance, the perspective of accessibility for people with sensory impairments, and also the infrastructure challenges that exist for people in living in rural areas, and obviously the intersectionality, i.e. what happens if you're living as a blind person in a rural area and want to access X, Y and Z services.
You have a really nice collaboration that you have developed with Ford Valley Sensory Centre. So would you mind telling us a little bit more about it?
No, I was fortunate to be able to have one of the officers from the Ford Valley Sensory Centre as one of our digital citizen panel members attend one of our meetings and indicate that there could be an opportunity to collaborate on the Discover Digital programme. We started the ball rolling to see how we can use the resources and apps that Maisie has in the Discover Digital guide alongside the expertise of IT champions and leads at the Ford Valley Sensory Centre to help us bring together one of these workshops that Maisie had described that was bespoke and as accessible as possible for people with a sensory impairment.
How have you found a response from people that have attended the sessions?
I think the response so far has been really good. The roadshows and the workshops have been really popular. I think the thing that I've noticed the most is people just lack that awareness of what's out there. You know, you'll chat to someone and they might have had quite a few issues with stress or insomnia in the past, and they've maybe tried something else, they've maybe paid for something, but they don't know that there are these free and trusted, you know, apps that are clinically proven in Scotland. One's called Sleepio, it helps for insomnia. One's called Daylight, it helps with stress and anxiety. And they are commercial companies, but they're funded by the NHS for everyone in Scotland. And people just haven't heard of that. So I think the general theme that we're seeing is lack of awareness, but people are still really enthusiastic. I'd say most people we've chatted to, they don't really have, I would say, I was expecting maybe more so to see that wall or that barrier saying, I don't really want to access that. Digital is not for me, not interested. But I would say more so the majority of what we're seeing is people just really keen to find out what's available and just really keen to see what they can do for their health and well-being.
Who do you think would benefit? Who would you like taking advantage of this resource you have created?
To be honest, Paulina, I don't think there's not one person that I wouldn't say could, you know, sort of derive some benefit from the resources and tools that we speak about. For me, what I've seen is that I think it's very much about when people's kind of jump in point is. We're all using digital to some extent, everybody, for some more so maybe in banking or in shopping or in social finance, etc. There are significantly fewer people using digital for their health and social care or well-being. And it's about finding what's relevant. And I think Maisie made the point insofar as whenever we've been doing roadshows and not the more kind of structured workshops, whenever we've just got like a passing through a community centre, we're finding that people are actually drawn to us by what they don't know. Actually, there's a realisation that they don't, I mean, the quality streaks on the table have nothing to do with it, of course. But certainly people do see that it's a thing. It's relevant insofar as, you know, they can identify that there's a functionality of a device or a phone, and it's about health. And then as the conversation goes on, you begin to find out that perhaps someone is a carer. And, you know, before they leave the table, the stand, they might have downloaded an app in the guides before they've left. So really, the application is really wide, I would say, and it is about like what is going to make life a little bit easier and a little bit quicker for people. If it's not going to do that, then digital may not be an option for them. And we're very clear about talking about digital human rights insofar as people do have the choice to make that informed decision to use digital or not without it compromising the quality of their care and of their quality of life. So it's getting that balance right. We certainly do the job of taking the horse to water, and then it's up to people really to find the opportunity and the chance to drink.
I would just say that the Discover Digital Guide is not aimed at like a specific audience. The idea of it is that it can be read by anyone. It can be read by someone that's looking for their own to improve their own health, or someone that's looking to improve, you know, the health and well-being of someone they support. It's also been put through the Hemingway tool. So the Hemingway tool is just a readability online platform where you can just ensure that what you've written can be actually read and is accessible.
If we wanted to find out a little bit more about Discover Digital and all those resources, where can we go?
If you're looking to learn more about the Discover Digital project, you can visit the Alliance website at www.alliance-scotland.org.uk and go onto the Discover Digital page.
And if you'd like to find out a little bit more about the work of the Digital Citizen Panel and indeed how to sign up, then have a look at the same website at the Digital Citizen Panel pages.
Fantastic. Well, Gauzy, Macy, it's been brilliant speaking with you today on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thanks very much.
It was a pleasure. Thanks, Paulina.